Living in sin is not where it's going to begin. I have something on my mind that I really need to get out into the open. I will not live with you until you and I are actually married. No, common law marriage or any other arrangement short of an actual marriage doesn't count. No, I will not go for that, quote, marriage is just a ring and a piece of paper. Call me old fashioned, but living in sin is not where it's going to begin for us. Well, at least not for me. I accept that you and others have a right to your views, but I do not and will not accept the, quote, you don't really know someone until you actually live with them justification or any similar justifications, because that's just a weak and a sorry excuse as far as I'm concerned. I have news for you and all the other folks. You could know someone 20 plus years and still not know them at all. There are and were many people who actually lived under the same roof for 20 plus years and still didn't know each other, or let alone didn't even speak to each other. As far as the, quote, not really knowing, why would I pour money, energy, and resources and the amounts of what would normally be associated with an actual marriage into a non-marriage situation without, quote, not really knowing if we're actually really going to be married? Again, common law marriage or any other arrangement short of an actual marriage doesn't count. Simple math. If you feel that you wouldn't know me well enough until you live with me prior to us being married, then you don't know me well enough to accept my financial help, including my financial resources, or let alone allow me to be around your children. So therefore, why would I potentially put my finances and my credit at risk for a, quote, not really knowing situation? You know what? There are people who want to go to the amusement parks and ride all the rides and play all the games, but they don't want to pay for any of the rides, the admission, or for any of the games that they're enjoying, including the food and the drinks. You know what I'm saying? Just ask the men and women whom have been left holding the bag with responsibilities big time, along with a broken heart. We're going to continue to live apart until you and I are actually married. Hurts can run deep, especially when children become emotionally attached to you and you to them, and things do not work out. I don't mind buying you things and taking you out along with doing things for you within reason, but I'm not going to sign or sign with you for any cars or vehicles whatsoever until you and I are actually married. I'm not going to sign or sign with you for any cell phones, computers, or any related electronic devices until you and I are actually married. I'm not going to sign or sign with you on any bank accounts, student loans, credit cards, utilities, apartments, or any properties or home or property furnishings whatsoever until you and I are actually married. I do not expect you to do any of these things for me unless we were actually married. Yeah, it's been said, quote, go with the flow. But in life, you have to be careful which flows did you go with and get caught up in. Just ask the people who have gotten caught up in the currents of rivers and floods and have nearly drowned. And Lord have mercy on the people who have actually drowned. You follow me? Yes, there are states that recognize common law marriages, and this is all the more reason why that I will not live with anyone, because if you were to live with me in any states that recognizes common law marriages and then decide to leave me, you could by law potentially take half of everything that I own, especially if we were to have children together. I know that you can't really predict the future, but there's definitely something that I can predict the future about. Hypothetically speaking, if I moved in with you without being married to you first, and then you didn't marry me after a certain amount of time, which would be 3 to 5 years, or if it comes out that you're just using me, I would be very upset. If you think that I would let you come at me with, quote, get over it, or, quote, sorry about your luck, or any similar, you definitely have me confused with someone else. So if we continue to live apart and then one or some of the previously mentioned things happens, then it won't be as bad. Plus, neither one of us would have to go through the energy and expense of having to find new places to live. You may say that you know people and have friends who live together that are not married, but that ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't doing it. Living with you without being married first would not feel comfortable or right for me. And not to get too religious on you, but I think about, what if you and I started going to church regularly? I would not feel right about going into God's house and then coming back home to a living in sin situation. Think about it. How would that really look and feel? Yes, I really and truly think about this a lot. Just the thought of this makes me uncomfortable. Plus, I would have a very hard time forgiving myself if things between us didn't work out, because I just do not believe in living together without being married. If you and me made love, that wouldn't necessarily entitle you to my finances and to my resources to the magnitude of what would normally be associated with an actual marriage. This goes both ways. Love is supposed to be given and reciprocated. I care about you, and I'm not out to use you in any way. You love me, you say? How could this be so when you feel that you won't, quote, know me until you live with me first before marriage? In other words, how can you love me if you supposedly don't know me? I want to get married someday, so if you love me, then what's the problem? What are you hiding? What do you really have planned? What or who is it that you're afraid of? Are you seeing someone else or plan on seeing someone else or others? Are you still looking? Something is wrong. I'm gonna go there. I hate to, but I gotta ask you. Are you still legally married and just ain't telling me? Do you still owe someone or others large sums of money? What is it? If you can't answer me nor tell me the truth, then this tells me what I need to know, and that is that something definitely isn't right. It also includes your intentions. I know there's the other argument that people change after you marry them. If you marry someone being really in love with them, and then it comes out that all you are to them is someone that they can use and to dump responsibilities onto, of course you would change. I would. If you marry someone while knowing full well that you don't love them, but you're just with them for what you can get out of them, of course the one that you marry is going to change when they find out what you're really all about. You yourself, yeah, the one with the hidden agendas, may change too when you find out that your cover has been blown and that you can't get what you want out of your mate. Think about it. I stand firm. I know that other couples may live together without being married, and that's their business, but what they do is not going to sway or govern my beliefs. I really care, and I want you, me, and our relationship to be correct right from the get-go. Living in sin is not where it's going to begin for me.